Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
That's because of an overhead sign damage with the gusty winds. Crews are there with the repairs along the right side. So even though we've had the light volume with a lot of cancellations, that's one area we do have the stop and go. Again, into Dale City with repairs to that overhead sign. Once you get past there, then you're wide open up onto 395 or either loop of the Beltway. Maryland Beltway. All right, we had two areas with trees down. Inner loop past Old Georgetown Road and the outer loop near River Road. Looks like both of those pretty much resolved and quickly the delays have eased. Now on the inner loop, as you head out of Bethesda and into Silver Spring, I do see a little bit of volume here past Connecticut Avenue around toward George Avenue, so watching that closely, be careful. And everyone, no matter where you're heading today, I would just keep your speeds down, use caution, because it's likely you could see some debris, trees down, wires down, or dark intersections that you'll need to treat as a four-way stop. Still at last check in Montgomery County, 108 south of Brink Road closed, 15 south of Point of Rocks was under police direction as they dealt with a tree there as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This is a wind event and a powerful wind event at that. Already gusts have been 50 plus miles per hour. Winds could gust over 60 miles per hour today. High wind warning is in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Rain and even some scattered snow showers this morning will not be a problem. And a partly cloudy sky, temperatures in the mid-40s this afternoon. Damaging winds likely, more damaging winds possible tonight. The wind should lessen just a bit tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 degrees in Arlington, 36 in Olney, 40 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. A wild nor'easter promises to leave millions in the dark. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Ed Henry will be with us from the Fox News Channel at 8:35. Always nice to chat with Ed. Also, always nice to talk to Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who's here for the next hour.
Greetings, Vince. Greetings, Washington.
Thank you very much on behalf of all of Washington. Let's go now to Christian Toto, film critic. That's right, Christian Toto joining us this morning from HollywoodInToto.com.
Before we do that,
yeah,
are we allowed to plug our friends?
Plug away.
One of my favorite podcasts, Andrew Klavan, and it's always great when Christian's on the Klavan Show.
Oh, well, there you go. And also, he's the host of the Hollywood in Toto podcast as well. Christian, good morning.
Well, good morning. Anytime you can mention Andrew Klavan is a great day.
Well, good. I'm glad we could get it started the right way for you, because it's a big weekend for movies, and you've got the Oscars coming up. Now I know whenever we approach an award show like this, oftentimes many conservatives will take their fingers and put them in their ears. They'll also take the pinky fingers and they'll shut their eyes and they don't want to talk about it because it's just annoying liberalism. But in the midst of all that, are there at least a couple good movies that are being considered here?
You know, I think it was a pretty good year for film, so I don't want to discount that. And I think one of the better things about this upcoming Oscars telecast is there's a little bit of mystery here. We don't know what the best picture will be. Sometimes it just seems very obvious because a particular movie has won 16 or 17 different awards leading up to the big night. And we know X is going to win. It's the heavy favorite. This year is different. We've got The Shape of Water. We've got the Three Billboards film, even maybe Get Out, possibly Dunkirk. There are a lot of films that are circling the Best Picture Oscar that we just don't know. So there will be some good drama going in, even if they get the envelope opening right.
I'm curious. You said it's a great year for films. That's not the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom is that, you know, On Demand is crushing it and Hollywood's dying a slow death of, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah and everything else.
Well, it's a complicated situation because there have been a lot of clunky films for sure. And last year we saw a tremendous amount of bombs, movies like King Arthur, which lost right. Tons and tons of money. But there were some quality presentations in there as well. Overall, I do think that TV and the streaming channels are doing a better job with content. I think it's more intelligent. The stories are more gripping. The acting is terrific. So it's been a weird transformation to see TV essentially lap the movies. But having said that, movies like Get Out, Wonder Woman, Dunkirk was just an absolute marvel of technology, if not to me. me a great film. So it's a mixed bag for sure, but Hollywood is in a weird place with lots of remakes and reboots and things like that, and I think people are, in general, getting a little bit flustered by it all.
Well, I thought Wonder Woman was awesome. I don't see Wonder Woman in the list here of nominees, though, unfortunately, at least for the best picture.
That's part of the problem, because the Oscars, generally speaking, don't like comedies. They don't like superhero films.
Well, successful movies.
They don't like horror either, though Get Out was so good. It kind of snuck in and kind of got past those preconceived notions about what should or shouldn't be an Oscar film.
What I do see here in the Best Picture nominees is The Post. It's that Washington Post film. And this feels like, you know, we often judge award shows, like, based on, like, you know, there is that kind of political inclination, that preference to award things that Hollywood thinks is an appropriate message. Who do you think, not who do you think should be picked, but who do you think is the top competitor to actually win in this Best Picture category?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Who do you think is the actual competitor to win in the Best Picture category?
Well, it's tough to call at this point. You know, for the reasons you mentioned, The Post could have an edge because this is the year that journalism was more important than ever, even though journalists made more mistakes of a significance than ever. So, you know, that could factor in. It depends how political the Oscar voters want to go. The Shape of Water has sort of a message about tolerance. It has a sort of swipe against the U.S. military, circa the Cold War era. That could factor in. And also, if you want to send a message in the age of Trump that, you know, that integration and diversity matters, then movie like Get Out could sort of win the day, because not only is it a good film, but it talks about racism in America in a very potent way. So,
Christian,
on whether voters want to vote for the best or the best message, and I'm a little up in the air about that. I think it's been trending toward the political, and I don't know if that's going to win the day.
Do you subscribe to the theory that the darkest hour may be hobbled because it is a crypto pro-Trumpian movie, The Outsider, bucking the trends, going against his advisors? Do you think Hollywood will see that as a pro kind of Trumpian message?
You know, I don't know. I do know it doesn't have a lot of award season love. I think the focus there is going to be on Gary Oldman, who should win the Best Actor Oscar because he's sensational in it, and it's impossible to deny. Typically, Oscar voters do love biopics and historical stories and things about World War II. But yeah, you mentioned that, and if that's any sort of factor at all, it will hurt, because when it comes to this voting, every little subjective notion matters, and it could cost a vote or two, and that could be all the difference.
Also, the big thing that everyone scrutinizes in these award shows is the hosting. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting this thing, and again, on the politics side, he's made no secret of where he lies politically. He's very opposed to the president and says so with frequency. Can we expect politics from him during this award show?
You know, it's funny. The producers of the show suggested to the New York Times recently that politics will not be as much of a focus as we expect. I think that's nonsense. I think they know that the ratings go down when politics are mentioned, but they can't help themselves. I think Jimmy Kimmel can't either. You know, last year he was kind of the everyman still, and in the last 12 months he's become very hard left and very sort of lecturing. So I don't think he can do this show without sticking to his new base, his new brand of being very political. So yeah, I expect him to be very pointed in his commentary, and I expect a lot of people to be tuning out as he gets those jokes off.
What about political demonstrations? Any inclination? You know, we've seen black dresses at certain events. We've seen pins, hashtag Me Too, Time's Up, whatever. Are we going to see any of that this weekend?
You know, almost every awards presentation has a bit of virtue signaling. I don't know if there's anything collectively being done now, like the black dresses, that may be sort of one and done. But you will see something. Often people on the red carpet will wear T-shirts with slogans and messages on them, so you may expect that as well. But there could be pins for the ACLU. I expect there's going to be a strong anti-NRA sentiment in some capacity. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I can't imagine that stars are going to take this event and not use that in some capacity to talk about gun control.
What should we look forward to in the coming year, Christian? What are you excited about coming out of Hollywood?
You know, my inner geek loves the Avengers movies. They're often very high quality, so the new Avengers Infinity War looks interesting. But there's a new horror film that comes out in a couple months called A Quiet Place, and that has a very gripping trailer. It kind of caught my eye. It's about a family that has to be extremely quiet, otherwise the monsters come out. I know it sounds silly, but if you watch the trailer, it's really creepy.
It's crazy.
So, you know,
it's
things like
what's
that
his face?
Engaging. You know, we're still months and months away from the Oscar season for the December or so. so I don't have a good read on that. But it's more of the same. We've got, you know, Ocean's 8, which is the all-female reboot of that particular franchise. There's a new Robin Hood, which are coming out later this year, with sort of a contemporary spin. So, you know, Hollywood is not shifting gears. There's still a lot of updates and reboots and things like that. And of course, the Solo movie is in, I think, May or so.
That's right.
The Han Solo spinoff series. That one looks troubled from the get-go. Maybe they can make a rebound. You know, Ron Howard is the director. He's a pretty talented fellow. So hope springs eternal, but there's just a lot of rebooting going on.
Yep.
And often the best stuff's on TV.
Yeah, Christian Toto, thank you. Yeah, no, that Quiet Place trailer is intense. Go check it out. And also, the guy who's playing Han Solo does not look like Han Solo. So that I think that's part of the problem. Christian, thank you. Really appreciate your insights.
Thank
you. My pleasure.
8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, the list continues to grow of areas where we have the dark intersections, down wires and trees, and that will really continue to be the story for the morning, day, and into the evening as these winds continue. Right now, let's start with the transit system affected because of the storm, of the winds. No VRE or MARC trains today, service suspended, and Metro Rail, trains are operating, but at slower speeds above ground, so that's causing delays for Metro Rail, and they've canceled its rush hour promise today. Also, let's get you out to the Beltway. On the Beltway through Bethesda, better. If you heard me talk about the tree that was down and the tractor-trailer incident as a result, that's been all cleared out of the travel lanes. No longer any delays either direction. Beltway near Old Georgetown Road and the incident involving the tree out of Loop at River Road, that's been resolved. Heading in toward northeast on New Hampshire Avenue, I would still, if you can, try to reroute because New Hampshire Avenue is just jammed solid down toward Blair Road with the incident. Use Riggs Road. Again, wires, definite issue in Alexandria, Braddock Road to Quaker Lane. I'm just hearing wires down in that area. 15 south of Point of Rocks also had some wires down as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, nor'easter is going to affect us with very strong and damaging winds today, as you know. High wind warning until 6 a.m. on Saturday. Today, windy with rain showers and snow showers even early, then partly cloudy for the afternoon, a high of 46 degrees. Tonight, decreasing cloudiness and still windy, a low of 36. And then tomorrow, sun and a few clouds with gusty winds and a high of 51 degrees. Throughout all of that will range from 60 to 40 mile per hour maximum gusts. So be careful. It is 42 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:17. On WMAL. We're hanging out with Dr. Sebastian Gorka today. Doing a fine job filling in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Thank you. I want to check with you sort of on your insight for this week for the White House, because Dr. Gorka, it's like it's always wild to watch the White House operate, but this week in particular, we had that gun meeting with the President of the United States. He brings in a bunch of bipartisan lawmakers to have a conversation with them. And as that conversation played out, there were conservatives who were concerned. I mean, our buddy Tucker, he was on last night. He was concerned about the notion that the president said, hey, take the guns first, then due process. Boy, could you imagine how we would treat Barack Obama if we heard him say those things? What do you make of how the president handles conversations like that and then comes up with a decision?
I think you have to separate the president who's in a free-flow conversation from when he's really speaking clearly about an issue and he's had time to go over his speech or he's decided to go off teleprompter. For all my Second Amendment buddies out there, I'm a gun guy. Listen to the president's speech from CPAC last week. He went off teleprompter. He wasn't having a general discussion. He stopped. He looked right into that audience, thousands of conservatives, and he said, we will never let them take your Second Amendment rights away from you. That's Donald Trump's attitude to the Second Amendment.
Something unique about how the president operates is that he brings video cameras, television cameras, into these meetings for at least a portion of them. And when I say a portion, I mean, these are extensive amounts of time that a president's going to let and his communication staff is going to let the cameras be in the room. So there's a goal here that's a public relations goal that's not just about the people who are in there, right? What is the PR goal of the president when he sits there and says something to, like, Pat Toomey, like, hey, you're scared of the NRA. That's why you're not including certain pieces of legislation or certain items in your legislation. What is the president trying to accomplish in a public setting where he does something like that?
I think if you really want to understand how the president thinks and how he sets up a deal, you have to read his book. And one of the most important lessons from the book is, I think it's chapter two. Chapter one is A Day in the Life of, fascinating, how he ran his business over a 24-hour cycle. In the second chapter, he has a very important line, and he says, never, ever be wedded to a deal so much that you can't walk away from it. This is a man who's using that media environment to actually control what the other parties to that negotiation are thinking and saying in any one moment. Because the person who controlled that meeting was Donald Trump.
Right.
I mean, without a question. But don't take everything he says in that meeting literally as if it's going to be law. That's the problem his critics make. They take everything literally.
Yeah, you wonder, I mean, even hearing all that, all of the stuff that he suggested might go into a piece of gun legislation, including Dianne Feinstein, who's sitting right next to him. He's like, hey, why don't we throw Dianne's thing in there? Why don't we throw Toomey's thing in there? And he's like going around the room. Chris Murphy's sitting next to him. Yeah, throw whatever you want in there. That's the way you kill legislation in Washington, D.C. That doesn't.
Right.
It's not like the product of that conversation is a passed law. So is that the intent? I mean, part of this seems like, you know, if you're gaming it out, if you're thinking about what his strategy is, it makes it seem like he's the negotiator. He's the one who's willing to let people come to the table while everyone else is recalcitrant and will fail to actually do something.
Let me give you a parallel from inside the National Security Council. You've heard this phrase, interagency. If I had a dime for every time I heard that phrase in government, I'd be a rich guy today. The interagency process usually kills creative thought. But when we were writing the national security strategy that was recently published, what did we do? We invited representatives from the interagency to the table. And the important thing is that they have their voice heard. But at the end of the day, the person who wrote that document, and you know, she's you know, still there, she's the deputy to H.R. McMaster, she held the pen, and that document was going to be the president's document. So that discussion was about allowing people to vent, but at the end of the day, the president's the president.
We did see this a similar process play out on immigration, wherein he brought a bunch of lawmakers to the White House, had a conversation with them. He said, bring me something and I'll sign it. Well, that was worrying at the time. But then they did bring him something, and he flipped the table. And
right.
He was like, no, this is a terrible bill. I'm not going to pass this. This is horrible. And it sounded almost as if he was like the polar opposite in terms of how he rejected this, of the warm and open and welcome to all ideas person that he was the prior week.
At the end of the day, and this is the, I don't care whether you voted for him or if you didn't or you wanted Bernie, at the end of the day, the right way to judge Donald Trump is what he does, not what he says when he's in a spitballing session in front of the cameras in the White House. This is a results-oriented individual.
So not until the law is signed.
Bingo.
I see. Because look, the immigration plan, the conservatives not too happy about that either, popping out of the White House.
But what's happened?
It's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. So is this foresight on his part? Is this the kind of thing
it's how he operates. How he operates.
But does the president credibly believe that if he presents that immigration plan that it's never going to actually end up on his desk?
I think so.
You think so? So he goes into this with the impression, like, this is to demonstrate that I could give Democrats literally everything they want and they still won't pass the law.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to show the world who they really are.
Now, the trick is, will voters buy that, though? You know, we look at polling on this, and Trump's job approval tends to ride exactly with his personal approval rating, which shows you that people are judging him based on the latter category. They're just judging him by his personality, not by based on his results, typically. And that's a problem for the president, because the few special election polls that we've seen in Virginia, I talked to a Republican strategist, I've told this story before on the air, who told me that a week after the vote in Virginia, the Democrats who voted for Ralph Northam didn't even know who he was when they were surveyed. But when they were asked why did they vote, they said Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a telltale sign. And the question will be, can Trump convince voters that his job record should overcome whatever they dislike about his Twitter account?
The question is, does that occur in a vacuum, or is it done in contrast to what the DNC is offering? And let's not use one-off elections as indicative of a national election. And I ask you, Vince, what is the Democrat Party going to campaign on in November? That they want a bad economy and they want ISIS back? What's the message?
Well, if they believe that they can get voters to turn out just by attacking Trump, they may stick with that. I want to talk with you more about this in a second. It's 8:20. 5 now on WMAL. Let's head on over to the roadways. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not too much to talk about this morning, Vince. Just kidding. Yes, a lot to talk about. We definitely have this wind in effect and affecting our transit system. No VRE or MARC trains today. Service has been suspended. Metro Rail is running, but they're on slower speed, so expect delays. Now, with all this, we have dozens of intersections that are dark, trees that are down, debris, branches, wires, and just too many to mention. So just take it easy no matter where you're heading today. New problem is just a crash right now, not weather related. 395 northbound as you head through Shirlington, that's along the left side. So that is causing a little bit of a delay. Now, weather related, the incident on 95, the overhead sign damaged from the gusty winds. So they're trying to make the repairs. Northbound 95 in Dale City and the two right lanes blocked. Now, incident involving a tractor trailer. Northbound 15 before the 17 bypass. This is one of several incidents we've had with tractor trailers this morning, so there's an advisory out too. If you're driving anywhere near any of these high profile vehicles, be very cautious. If you're on the beltway or any of these roads and you come toward a tractor trailer, I would steer clear. Give them some distance, please, because they could swerve a bit. On the beltway near Old Georgetown Road, crash that had a tree down, that's been cleared and those delays have eased. Update sponsored by United States Traffic Network. Looking to add your talent to a dynamic company, United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High impact wind event, high wind warning in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. There's a winds gust today, 60 plus miles per hour at times. A few rain, snow showers around. That will not be an issue. It'll be the damaging winds and a partly cloudy sky by this afternoon. Still some damaging winds tonight. They should start lessening just a bit tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
40 degrees in the nation's capital, 827 on WMAL.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike. Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood blood tests back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or health savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
And we do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right, Sebastian Gorka and I are going to pick up our political conversation with Ed Henry here in a moment. And also we're going to talk about the fact that despite those noises about gun control that came out of the president this week, he met with the NRA last night. We'll find out what happened there, too, when we speak to Ed, 8:30 on WML.
WML FM Woodbridge, WML Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WML, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Federal offices in the Washington area are closed today because of the high winds. All major school systems also closed. You can see the complete list at WMAL.com. Lots of power outages this morning, as you might expect. At this hour, Dominion Energy now reports 109,000 customers out. Pepco has about 31,000 in the dark, BGE 16,000, and Novec about 13,000. The heavy wind also has local firefighters running this morning.
We've had a number of instances where wires and trees have come down. In fact, several homes have been struck.
Montgomery Fire spokesman Pete Peringer says a tree crushed a home in Kensington, trapping several people, including a 100-year-old victim who was rushed to a hospital. The heavy wind also made it tough to battle a fire that burned through the roof of a theater at Glen Echo Park.
Of course, it was treacherous and dangerous for firefighters to be operating on ladders at that time. A pretty strong wind gust.
Extra fire crews have been put on duty today. Peeringer says they'll be needed. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A fire at an apartment building in southeast Washington early this morning was fueled by the high wind, says D.C. fire spokesman Vito Maggiolo.
Well, it started out as a relatively simple kitchen fire. Wind blowing into the apartment quickly developed the entire apartment in flames. Also, the fire drove the fire out into the hallway. That's where our firefighters met a wall of fire.
Maggiolo told Fox 5 TV that firefighters rescued 8 people, including a baby. Maybe. And no one was hurt. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 24,609. The Nasdaq at 71,81. Sports sponsored by Lidl. College basketball. UVA wins a thriller over Louisville. Maryland loses. Howard wins. Navy loses. Exhibition baseball wins for the Nats and the O's. NBA, it's Wizards-Raptors tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Mark your calendars for March 8th, Ashburn. Lidl's new location on Coopershawk Drive will have giveaways, amazing opening offers, and a free gift for the first 100 customers. Party starts at 7:40 a.m. Save time and money on groceries. Lidl, rethink grocery.
Do you wish those saggy, droopy eyelids would just disappear? Are the bags and puffiness getting a little worse every day? It's Larry O'Connor to tell you that this is the perfect time to take advantage of the crazy spring clearance sale going on right now at Chamonix. Call or click right now and you can get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for free. The new Genucel Eyelid Lift contains two cutting-edge natural peptides in a base of jojoba oil, green tea, vitamin E, and calendula flower extracts. It achieves amazing lifting effects. Right now, this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours absolutely free when you order Genucel for bags and puffiness. And remember, of course, it works for men and women. Plus, you'll also get the Genucel immediate effects for results in 12 hours. Go to Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. If you order right now, you'll get the Genucel Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, two bestsellers, for free. And express shipping is also free. That's five luxury gifts, all yours for the price of one. Go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 10 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of March 5th, weekdays at 1 and 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Go ahead, take a guess. What's the one thing men are most sensitive talking about? Yep, their manhood. Men really don't like to admit they have a problem. But with all the male performance pills around, it's hard to miss this topic. Will it work? When do I need to take it? How long will it last? Are there side effects? Forget all these worries and choose Gainswave Therapy. This is the therapy that was recently featured in Men's Health magazine. This revolutionary, simple, pain-free, and drug-free procedure makes you perform better and last longer. Here's the thing. Gainswave is not just for guys with ED. It can make what is already a good thing even better. For any guy out there who has ED or just wants to perform better, call 410-787-2782 to schedule a free consultation. See if this treatment is right for you. Call today and be a better lover tonight. Gainswave is the real deal. Get more out of life now. Call 410-787-2782. 410-787-2782 for a free consultation.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, watching you on 395 with a little bit of volume. Now, you're up at speed leaving the Beltway, but careful in Shirlington. That's where you have a crash. Looks like most of that activity to the shoulder. The Beltway runs well now. Not seeing any delays Beltway. We have the light volume around the region with a lot of the delays and cancellations, and that's good because the crews are working hard to remove trees, wires, get to the intersections that are dark. So if you are heading out and about, keep all that in mind. I'd keep the speeds down because you'll never know what you'll come upon. Onto the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, south through Laurel, bunched up between 198 and 197. We had some trees reported blocking or scattered around that area. Same story northbound up toward 32 and northbound BW Parkway near Route 100. Now on 95, same area, also had some problems near 216 and 32 with trees. 270, I don't have any incidents right now. Montgomery County, 118 still closed. Closed at 28 Darnestown Road, 108 South of Brink Road. Again, closed, tree down. That's the culprit there. Route 7, really tracking some of the heavy volume now, trying to get inbound toward Beulah with the intersections. Wires also the issue. And on 28, now the pace has improved north of 66, but still pushing through 28 out of Centerville toward Chantilly. We've had a number of those intersections dark this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High impact wind event currently occurring, and it will continue through the day with a high wind warning in effect. That's in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The wind's howling. Over 50 miles per hour with some of the gusts. We've already had that overnight. 60, 70 mile per hour winds not out of the question. Rain, snow showers around, a partly cloudy sky by this afternoon in the mid-40s. Decreasing winds late tonight, but still some gusts over 50. Gusty winds still possible tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Vienna, 38 in Beltsville, 41 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, Vince Colin is here with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, in for the vacation at Mary Walter. Dr. Gorka, thank you.
My pleasure.
We've got Ed Henry of the Fox News Channel joining us now as well. Ed, good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's always great to talk to you. Vince, I had no idea that Seb would be here as well, so good to talk to you.
It will be a fun morning. We've been talking politics all morning, so let's bring you into this conversation because the president has had a very active week. And so the gun control conversation that he was having earlier this week got a lot of people nervous, and especially conservatives who were like, wow, the president seems to be heading in the direction of gun control regulations of some kind.
Yeah.
But he had a meeting yesterday with the NRA, and that bore some fruit as well. What happened?
Well, yeah, I think that was a little bit of cleanup on aisle three because of the comments on Wednesday. You're right. I mean, look, these televised meetings the president does, there's good and bad to it, right? I mean, I think that the key is that there's transparency. I mean, we rarely see this from a president, you know, in either party. They usually bring you in for 3 minutes at the beginning of the meeting and everyone says, you know, boilerplate stuff. This president brings the cameras in. He did it on immigration. He's now done it on guns. And lets everybody see how the sausage is made. Sometimes it's not pretty, and I think he got a little ahead of his skis on the comment about, you know, he so wants to make sure that people who are mentally ill don't have guns that he kind of misspoke about due process and let's take the gun first and then go through due process. And everyone, you know, wants to jump on that one comment and not look at the big picture, which is, I think, twofold. One, what he's really talking about mostly is enhanced background checks. There seems to be some growing consensus around that, and he's showing leadership on that. And the other point I'd make is when this tragedy first happened, think about the narrative. I mean, the left jumped all over it, and it became, you know, this is all the NRA's fault, Donald Trump's fault, and before the facts came in. And then as the facts came in, it turned out, well, the sheriff wasn't really telling the whole truth. There were some deputies in the parking lot hiding, you know, who were trained and armed and could have maybe helped at least mitigate the situation, if not stop it, much quicker. And so I just think the narrative has flipped from where it all started. And the president is trying to say, where can we find some consensus?
Is your impression, Ed, that last night the damage control was successful?
It sounds like it, because Chris Cox, who, as you know, is one of the senior officials at the NRA, he's the one who kind of revealed this by tweeting, you know, just met with the president and the vice president of the Oval Office. And Chris Cox said, we're all on the same page on due process. We're on the same page with this. And so, look, you know, people after a meeting like this, as I noted earlier, will always, no matter who's in power, you know, spin and say everything's great. But I do think when you've got a senior guy at the NRA coming out and saying, look, we're back on the same page, I believe they are.
So that fire may have been put out a little bit. But one other fire that's burning this week is the president tweeting about Jeff Sessions. He's unhappy that he referred looks into Obama-era surveillance abuses to the inspector general at the Justice Department rather than look into it himself or have his team do it. So, you know, that happens. And then Sessions tries to fight back in public, basically saying that he's going to do his job with integrity. And then Jeff Sessions was at the opioid summit yesterday at the White House. Did anything come of that?
It didn't really look like they had much of an interaction, but it was interesting that the president wanted to, even though this was sort of Jeff Sessions' event, drop by and get the attention, maybe show who's boss, who's in charge. But look, I think the tweet a couple days back was certainly awkward. You know, I mean, going after your own attorney general, this has happened before. It adds to this narrative that the media loves to feed about chaos in this White House, and the president poured a little gasoline on that. On the other hand, you know, beyond just the president, I've talked to a lot of very senior people, and I'm sure Sebastian has, in this administration, who frankly don't know what Jeff Sessions is doing, you know, not just on the Clinton investigations, not just on this particular issue of surveillance abuse. I mean, here has been evidence presented that the previous administration spied on the incoming administration.
Yes.
And may have, you know, certainly there are indications that they lied to the FISA judge, but I want to, as a reporter, be careful and say there's indications of this because, you know, we've seen the Democratic memo, we've seen the Republican memo. So what do you do in this situation? You get some prosecutors to look at it and actually look at the facts and look at the evidence.
You don't recuse yourself. You don't recuse yourself to begin with.
Yeah, and he's the attorney general. So what is he doing about it?
I do have a theory on why that Trump tweet was timed that way. I mean, you had Jared Kushner under all of this scrutiny by the press getting attacked like crazy for the prior 24 hours. And then all of a sudden, a perennial for the president, which is to bump Jeff Sessions in public, pops out of his Twitter account. It did feel like there was an attempt to sort of distract the press with this one.
So you're in the eight. Dimensional chess.
No, I don't know if it's 4D chess, but I definitely think that, you know, he like tried to throw in an extra dimension at least.
Vince may not be off on that one because I will tell you my colleague Howie Kurtz has a book out, and among the other things in there, I think it's called Media Madness, and he gets into how, you know, the president and the war with the press. And the president was talking to a confidant at one point, and there was a tweet that went out. I can't even remember what the topic was. You know, somebody went to the president and said, why in the world did you tweet this? And he said, are they talking about this other story anymore? And the person said, no. And he said, okay. As if sometimes, I'm not saying every single tweet, but sometimes, as Vince suggested, the president realizes throwing something out there like a punch at Sessions, the media gets so obsessed with one tweet that he does drive the narrative.
And Sessions, and meanwhile, Sessions takes the abuse. He doesn't quit. He's just always like, okay, and he like kind of soldiers on. So,
well, that's the real thing. The president told one of his advisors, who told me a couple days back, that he feels like it's his biggest regret in terms of nominating Sessions instead of Christie or Giuliani or someone that he would have trusted more, number one. But number two, the big thing moving forward is the president said, look, if I fire him, it's going to take Chuck Schumer a year to replace him. because basically the Democrats are going to slow walk whomever they nominate.
Well, so, not to mention,
and then Rod Rosenstein will be in charge.
Yes, so, exactly. Not to mention the obstruction of justice implications that the press and the Democrats will run with in the event that he fires him, even though he's recused himself from that very investigation. I want to ask you real quickly, the White House pushed tariffs yesterday, set to make an official announcement next week. Is there much diversity of opinion, though, on tariffs? It seems like everyone is opposed to the president's deal, except for the president and maybe Peter Navarro.
Yeah, well, and Marcy Kaptur was on Fox last night, you know, a very liberal congresswoman from Ohio. So I think this is one of those things where there'll be a lot of people in the press saying, what in the world is he doing? And there are people in some of these battleground states like Ohio will say he's standing up for American jobs. But you saw the market take a hit yesterday. That's obviously not good in the short term. And you've got allies in Canada. You've got countries like UK saying we don't like this. But look, he likes to bust up some China. I guess literally in this case, because this is aimed at China, and the president doesn't really care. And I think, frankly, if this does have an economic impact, this might be the time to do this. He's been promising this since the campaign from a trade standpoint. And if there's an economic hit in the short term, the economy's doing pretty darn well, as you know. So yep. Maybe he thinks, the president, that he's got some running room to fulfill a campaign promise, even if it's not very popular right now.
All right, well, that's a succinct description of what's going on in the news. Is why Ed Henry is the chief national correspondent for the Fox News Channel. Ed, thanks so much for joining us here.
Good to talk to you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Ed.
Nice to chat with you. 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jimmy Witten in the Windy Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That's right. We can hear it. Boy, heard it all night, too. And this will be really with us all day, and the issues as well. So if you are heading out and about, be prepared. You could be coming out of neighborhoods for the debris, branches. In our neighborhood, lots of garbage cans. Also, as you're heading through secondary roads, limbs and branches. On the main roads, we're looking okay right now on the Beltway. We did have a tree that came down, Beltway near Old Georgetown Road, one Beltway near River Road. Those have been cleared, and those delays have eased. Now, trying to get through some dark intersections and areas where there's wires down, jamming us on Route 7 as you come inbound near Beulah, 17 James Madison Highway, south of 66, 28 between leaving Centerville and approaching 66 and toward Chantilly. A number of those intersections dark. 15 tractor-trailer incident before the 17 bypass. This is our third tractor-trailer incident of the morning that's overturned. Gusty wind, so even if you're on the Beltway or any of these secondary roads, you're coming past these high-profile vehicles, I would give them distance because they could swerve a bit, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere near there. Just give you a heads up. Gallows Road inside the Beltway between the Beltway and Hummer Road for wires down reported there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong, damaging winds are likely. Already had gusts over 50 miles per hour. A high wind warning in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The winds could gust 60-plus miles per hour today. Temperatures in the mid-40s. Some rain, snow showers around and a partly cloudy sky. Most of those rain and snow showers this morning. Still some very strong winds tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
41 degrees in the nation's capital, 847 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Bethesda or Thursday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
All right, in the last 24 hours, Alec Baldwin gave an interview to The Hollywood Reporter, and he was asked about how he plays Donald Trump, of course, because that's like the thing he's known for now. And he said this, quote, "Every time I do it now, it's like agony. Agony. I can't," he says. And then he goes on to complain about Trump and says everybody's more qualified and how he'd rather vote for Mitt Romney. He doesn't care. He hates the president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And if the president wins in 2020, he's going to go to Spain to host a show, some kind of...
Hasn't he promised this before? Like every celebrity in Hollywood's promised to flee the country. They never do it. They never fulfill these campaign promises. Meanwhile, the president of the United States has taken notice of this Alec Baldwin. The statement this morning, tweeting at 6:07 this morning, Alec Baldwin, whose dying mediocre career was saved by his terrible impersonation of me on SNL, now says playing me was agony. Alec, it was agony for those who were forced to watch. Bring back Daryl Hammond. Funnier and a far greater talent. So Trump endorsing Daryl Hammond's version.
Which is better. Come on. I mean, Alec Baldwin's impersonation is not good, Vince. Come on.
We have, actually, here, we have audio of Alec Baldwin's impersonation. Judge for yourself whether or not you think this is a good Trump.
I mean, what normal red-blooded American doesn't want to impress
I think that's just Alec Baldwin.
Billy Bush? would say this. Listen, women, if you give me a chance, I promise I can do a whole lot more than just grab it.
Does he get paid for that?
I can also bop it, twist it, and pull it.
So, okay, this would be like you, Sebastian Gorka, doing an impression that sounds exactly like yourself.
Just to hope SNL does not pay Alec Baldwin a lot of money for that non-impersonation.
Is that your Obama impression you're doing right now?
It is. It is.
Okay.
It's actually my Obama impression. Is it good? Do you like it?
It's perfect. Okay, it's spot on. You could be on SNL. And then Alec Baldwin, apparently at an anti-Trump protest, Heather Hunter, our executive producer, pulled this. At an anti-Trump protest, Alec Baldwin tried doing this impression as well. Here's what it sounds like.
Standing out here in the freezing cold.
It's
for
terrible.
A long time, I have to go to the bathroom, I have to pee. But I'm holding it in, I'm holding it in, I'm not going to pee. I'm going to a function at the Russian consulate tonight, I'm going to hold it until I get there.
Is that Mr. Ed or is that Donald Trump? I really don't know.
It doesn't. Look. I don't care what your politics are. There's plenty of liberal guys who play Trump who disagree with them and I disagree with personally. I love a good impression. That's not it. 850 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I like to consider myself a pretty cool dad, but I've never heard of a yes day. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. There's a kid's book called Yes Day, in which the parents of a young boy have to answer yes to everything he asks them, starting with, could he have pizza for breakfast? CNN health contributor Alyssa Strauss recently wrote about this idea, saying for her son's birthday this year, she ignored his gift list and gave him the only non-stuffed substitute she thought would pass muster with a five-year-old, power. He got dessert for breakfast. He got extra cartoons and some toys of his own choosing. Strauss said the appeal of Yes Day lies not just in the liberation it gives a child, but also in the liberation for us parents. A break from no, she said. It's also a break from the fear that we're somehow failing our children. My wife and I might just give this a try. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2018 with everything you need to hit the water. March 9th through the 11th, shop special show pricing on boats from 10 to 40 feet, ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now is the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center March 9th through the 11th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit nationalcapitalboatshow.com.
After I got out of the Navy, I needed a university that would help me transition to civilian life. With UMUC, my military advisor had my back every step of the way, and I learned the management skills that allowed me to become a partner in a fitness company. Now, I'm making a real difference, and it's the best feeling ever.
Whether you want to start your own business or advance in your field, University of Maryland University College is here to help. We're a public state university founded for adult learners just like Navy veteran and UMUC alum Catherine Stoddard. UMUC offers 90-plus programs and specializations in fields like business and management to help give you the skills and knowledge employers want. Plus, with classes online and no SAT, GRE, or GMAT required for most programs, UMUC can work for you. At UMUC, serving the military is in our DNA, which is why we've been ranked number one among the online and non-traditional best colleges of 2018 by Military Times. Earn a career-relevant degree from a respected public state university with online and hybrid courses. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vincent, as we get through the morning, afternoon, and through the latter part of the day, remember, transit affected, no barrier marked trains today, service suspended. Metro Rail's trains operating at slower speeds that are above ground, so they'll be behind schedule as well, and they've canceled its rush hour promise for today. Now, as you navigate through the metropolitan area, keep in mind tree limbs, branches, wires, intersections that could be dark as you make your travels. Interstate 95 in Dale City, repairs to the overhead sign damaged from the winds, blocks the two right lanes. A little bit of volume that you're dealing with, but stick with it, then you're wide open beyond up through to the Beltway. Route 7 near Beulah had some issues as well with wires down. Gallows Road inside the Beltway near Hummer Road. Maryland, still watch for 108 south of Brink Road. That was closed with a large tree that was down. Update sponsored by Debt Hotline. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice, 800-471-0216. That's 800-471-0216. Be careful, please, out there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High impact wind event currently occurring, and it will continue through the day with a high wind warning in effect. That's in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The wind's howling over 50 miles per hour with some of the gusts. We've already had that overnight. 60, 70 mile per hour winds, not out of the question. Rain, snow showers around, a partly cloudy sky by this afternoon in the mid-40s. Decreasing winds late tonight, but still some gusts over 50. Gusty winds still possible tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
41 degrees at Reagan National, 8:56 on WMAL.
So why choose Baird? Unlike some discount brokerage houses, the Wise Investor Group at Baird can be there when you need us most. We provide you with an investment and risk assessment sounding board, ensuring alignment between your goals and your financial plan. We can show you right where you stand, what needs to happen from here, and keep you on the right path for you and your family. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at Varidesk.com/radio. That's Varidesk.com/radio.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur. Oh, oh. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
I wonder what you think.
This issue really, really riles me up.
What makes you guys right all the time?
You are spot on.
I agree with everything that last caller said.
That's correct.
Well, that's good to hear.
I have no problem with that.
Am I wrong to say?
Make your case. Make it proudly. Make it boldly.
Your show is unbelievably fabulous.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We just talk about it.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
All right. That's all she wrote. Dr. Gorka, thank you very much.
Thanks for letting me back in.
Really appreciate that. And then Mary's back Monday. Speaking of people coming back, Joe DiGenova will be with us. Christian Toto to recap the Oscars. And then, as always, Chris Plant. He's here today, too.
Gorka, 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 Gorka.
So much to talk about in so little time. Hey, the president rolling a couple of grenades down the hallway yesterday. All kinds of fun for everyone. And, you know, the usual selection of madness, bedlam, mayhem. It's Friday.
Nice scarf.
WMAL, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Utility repair crews are busy this morning working to restore power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses across the Washington area. Pepco's Marcus Beal says they have plenty of crews to get their customers back online.
We were prepared for this event, so we have plenty of folks on staff and available, ready to respond. We are going to just continue to work around the clock to restore customers safely and as quickly as possible.
Pepco right now has about 34,000 without power. Dominion Energy reports 127,000 of its customers are still in the dark. BGE has about 16,000 out. Novec has some 12,000 of its customers without power. Getting around today is a challenge.
Once the federal government closed for the day, it didn't take long for Virginia and Maryland commuter trains to follow suit and cancel service. Loudoun County also canceled its commuter bus service. Metro Rail's running trains every 12 minutes, but power outages and downed trees are causing delays, both for trains and for buses. Metro's canceled its rush hour promise program for the day. Planning to fly?
We encourage everyone who's traveling really anywhere on the East Coast to check with their airline before heading to the airport.
Christina Saul with the Airports Authority says bad weather, not just here but up and down the coast, will make a mess of flight schedules. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And indeed, as we're getting socked by the strong winds, New England is bracing for much worse.
The last time we heard the word bombogenesis, it was in January when coastal communities in Massachusetts were inundated by a storm surge.
The coastal flooding warnings for this storm are forecasted to be more severe than the storm that hit the Commonwealth on January 4th.
Governor Charlie Baker said they expect to lose some homes along the coast in his state over the weekend.
The storm will overlap with 3 high tide cycles.
Strong wind warnings are posted from the mid-Atlantic states all the way up to New England. Some areas will receive 5 inches of rain in 12 hours. Interior New York and Pennsylvania could get over a foot of heavy wet snow. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Maryland State Police divers have recovered a body from the wreckage of a small plane that was reported missing yesterday off Ocean City. The plane was last seen practicing touch-and-go landings near the Ocean City Municipal Airport. Delta Airlines is being hit with swift political retribution in its home state of Georgia for crossing the National Rifle Association.
Republicans in the Georgia legislature voted by wide margins Thursday to kill a jet fuel tax break that would have directly benefited the Atlanta-based air carrier. The move comes 5 days after Delta said it would end discounted fares to NRA members in the wake of the school massacre in Florida. Georgia's Republican Governor Nathan Deal voiced frustration over what he called the antics of Republicans seeking higher office, but says he can't veto a measure that also amounts to a sweeping $5 billion tax cut for residents of of Georgia. Meantime, the governors of Virginia, New York, and Connecticut are messaging Delta. The carrier is welcome to set up shop in their states anytime. I'm Scott Carr.
President Trump says he had a good meeting with the NRA last night amid the ongoing debate. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast says he hopes the president takes some action.
Everybody knows that this is something that has to get done. I'm sandwiched right here in my district. I'm sandwiched directly between two of the worst shootings that have occurred in our country's history. One in Orlando, one in Parkland. Everybody is aware that this could happen in their community. It may happen in a school. It may happen in a park. It may happen in a movie theater. It may happen in any number of gathering places. Nobody wants it to occur anywhere, especially in their district.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,609. The NASDAQ at 71,81. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa and WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still, science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
905 at 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. We'll be dealing with this throughout the morning and throughout the day with intersections that are dark, debris that we're dodging down tree limbs and branches, trees as well. So as we head out and about right now, just a heads up, Interstate 95 northbound Dale City. Crews still trying to make the repairs.